Sure. So I'm Teal Wyckoff. I'm the Associate Director of Geospatial Services at the Nature Conservancy.
Okay.
I've been with the Nature Conservancy for about 14 months now, a little over a year. So
okay.
Relatively new there. But I work in the Conservation and Geospatial Systems team. So we are located in IT, actually, at the organization.
Okay.
From a TNC perspective, we are a global organization. We work across all 50 states and in 80 countries around the world, working in the conservation land stewardship and climate change
realm. Okay. And how would you describe your GIS work we do on a typical day-to-day basis?
Sure. So for me, I work with a small team at the global level, and our role really is across a broad spectrum, all the way from direct user support. So we have about 1,900 plus geospatial practitioners at the Conservancy, and our role is to support them from a software infrastructure, you know, right really down in the needs from a technical perspective, right across to really leading from a geospatial strategy perspective for the entire Conservancy. So we also work with a geospatial leadership council that we lead that has representation from around the world to help us really build from that on the ground, doing good work, you know, at that stewardship and management level, but really then getting that into the hands of our leadership and how we're making decisions. So small team, but broad scope in terms of the work that we do. So for me, the day-to-day is really, kind of anywhere from that user support realm with the team across to some of those bigger strategy questions.
So if you were looking to tell the people who maybe don't have such a thing or thinking about bringing in a group or a department like that, what kind of benefits do you think that your group brings to the overall team?
So in terms of the benefits that we bring, I mean, they're quite large, I will say. You know, definitely we are a young and growing team. So we are relatively new and really beginning to fit in. Geospatial support at the Conservancy has of course, varied over the years as the importance of geospatial and its integration into an organization has become really more obvious and more paramount. We have had an opportunity to really grow that footprint. And so what I would say, to another organization in a similar position is really, you know, to understand and to begin at that ground level, that geospatial absolutely is integral to everything that I would arguably say any organization does. That is most certainly true for a conservation-based organization where a lot of the work that we do, all of the questions that we ask are spatial in nature. And so, you know, I would say that having that as a technology, as a tool, and as a recognized skill set that is required in varying levels across an organization, that is really something that, you know, we feel is an important role that we play and is something that we see as paramount for others as well.
Okay, and why do you think the GIS group has been able to grow in prominence within your group? Do you think it's the technology getting better? Is it people just understand it more? Is it just become necessary?
You know, I think that it is. There are a variety of components there, and part of that is good leadership and really having that recognition from the top down. So we have a lot of great work that has been going on the ground for many, many years. But I think that what has transitioned really is that recognition from a leadership perspective of the importance of geospatial and how crucial this is. And so, you know, to me, that's huge. That kind of visibility and recognition is what has allowed us to grow as a team and grow our support.
How do you think that recognition through leadership grew? Was it particular leaders that had to get to the right places, or is there a way to inform the leadership that you have so that they understand and then we'll make bigger, better moves?
You know, it's really a combination of both in our situation.
Okay.
You know, I think that to some extent it was having the right people in the right places who grew up into their leadership positions and brought that knowledge with them.
Mm-hmm.
But I would also say that, you know, for our organization as well as others, there is absolutely an opportunity to, and most certainly a technique to how you essentially lead up and really bring that level of education and information to that leadership level. And that is a role, you know, that we see is really important in our group, is as we work to continue to integrate geospatial across the organization, that part of that role and that job really is the communications of the value, meeting people where they are. You know, what are their challenges that they face as leaders? What is the information that they need in order to make informed decisions? And sort of taking that back and essentially developing then the response or the answer to that, right? So not necessarily trying to evangelize GIS, but rather understanding fundamentally what those organizational challenges are and being able to provide solutions to them.
Okay, so is that the technique that you were talking about to improve leadership from the, or influence them?
Exactly.
And any more details on so you always picture like giving advice to somebody else who's not in this room. What would be some tips, because this is a problem everywhere, what would be like just a key tip or two to keep that ball moving forward?
Yeah, and I really think, you know, I just touched on this, but you know, to me it really is about not talking about the technology. I know we all want to, we're all technologists, and so therefore for us it's a common language framework that we speak within. But it turns out that a lot of these are, you know, terminologies that are not across the board, right? And so to me, one of the key components is how really learning how to talk about the technology without jargon, being able to provide a solution without having to say what GIS means. And that to me is really that the communications, I would say, are key, and
okay,
how you share that information.
Something that you personally do to keep that influence going on, like just Teal Wyckoff, what's one of your favorite tricks?
One of my favorite tricks, I would say, is showing potential of having, you know, a tool or a resource or a story map or whatever that might be. And when there is an opportunity to have a conversation, you know, with someone in a position of influence, to have that as be a conversation piece, really to use existing resources and examples in a very simple way to help illustrate what is next. One of the things I think we all know is that not everyone knows what they need, right? They know they have a challenge, but it's not their job to come up with a solution to those. And so I think being able to show that potential is really one of the tickets that I would say I use of, oh, hey, here's a way that you could just very simply visualize this. If we were collecting these data, you're able to see them in, say, a dashboard or something along those lines.
That sounds like very good advice. Shifting gears just a little, so now you're talking to someone who's in the GIS department or something similar, nature, maybe something else entirely different. What might be some of the lessons that you think you've learned that you don't think that most people know about that maybe you could share?
Some of the, I guess I would say, you know, some of the lessons learned for me, because my role is uniquely positioned out at a global scale, and being able to then work with people whose job it is to, you know, serve the needs of GIS, say, in Africa or in the Asia Pacific or Latin America, and, you know, for me, being able to see that from that broader perspective allows me to pick out those commonalities of, you know, well, gosh, you know, things are going on in a particular way, or work is being done in a particular way in this region of the world. Wouldn't that translate so well potentially to other regions? And so for me, kind of understanding from that perspective and being able to see how much is going on that is really the same. You know, even though we're global, we're working in all these different countries and there's so many different kinds of work going on, at the end of the day, you know, a lot of this information can be shared and a lot of lessons learned across those borders.
And what are some of the best ways to share that information across those borders? Is it, you know, through the map, as everyone at this event always says, or is it that in other ways?
Yeah, great question. You know, I think, again, I keep saying communications that I don't have a degree in comms, but to me, that is one of the biggest things of, you know, really, you know, coordination, bringing people together is ultimately how I think some of that's going to happen. Putting it on the map, yes, I would say that's fundamental, and that's something that I have definitely learned in my job of, gosh, if we can see this, if we can actually see where the work is being done and what is happening there, and then be able to have some understanding of how it was done and being able to share that with others, that is crucial. And then being able to communicate about that and collaborate across, you know, providing that mechanism for bringing people together, I think is really important.
Okay, so the things beyond the map, like just external communications, whoever, the media that's being done, getting together for events, sharing knowledge, and ending with, so it doesn't just end with the maps you're making.
Right, it definitely doesn't, and I would say that is a crux move for us right now. Of we've been making great maps on the ground, and you know, making, I think I would say, you know, those on the ground management decisions with them for a long time, but leveling that up for us right now is definitely where, you know, collaborating further internally at our large, you know, 5,000 person strong conservation organization, as well as what that message is externally. How are we telling that story? Who are we telling, right? How do we translate our work and information to those different audiences? You know, it could be to other technical audiences, right, who speak that language, so to say, versus if we're talking to a management level audience or to, you know, a government audience of leadership in another country. You know, how are we leveraging our resources and getting that word out there and communicating our good work, leveraging geospatial technologies. I think that's a big lift, and that's where we are right now.
How are you going about that? Like, how do you decide, or is it different people that have different roles to who you're talking to, so like middle management versus the highest levels? How do you change your approach? How do you decide how to change your approach?
Yeah, so right now, with how we change our approach, I think that there's a couple pieces to that. One of them is so simple, right? We are at a point with technology tools today where we have so many plug and play options at our fingertips. It used to be that, you know, we've always had lots of data, right? But the crux move then is to translate those data into information to share with audiences. And I think one of the things that we have done well is that translation to other technical related audiences. But when it comes to translating that information for readily available consumption by non-technical audiences, you know, to me, a lot of that is in the messaging and in leveraging tools. These days, there are so many tools at our disposal to be able to plug into a dashboard, to be able to plug into some other kind of communication component that is designed for that audience. And I think, you know, that's where we are at this time in our organization, is really leveling up to where we can have really meaningful data-driven resources that are available, you know, both external to our organization as well as internal. And yeah, to me, it's let's leverage what we have available at our fingertips and really push that envelope of data integration and translation.
Can you tell me a little bit about about these tools? What are the ones that you actually use so that other people can think about it? Because
sure.
Nothing came to my mind exactly.
For us, you know,
specifically,
well, story maps would be an example. You know, here we are at the ESRI-UC, and one of the tools in our toolbox would be, let's leverage a story map to tell that geospatial story. You know, something that does not require even having to click on a layers icon and add a layer. You know, it turns out that is a pretty big barrier to a broad audience. And so storytelling is big for us. Good cartography, really diving in on how are we presenting our work? What does that look like? What is the story behind that? And so really good cartography, leveraging tools such as story maps or dashboards, or, you know, integration with Power BI, you know, being able to translate that into not necessarily always a map, right, but pairing that map information with dashboard-like features that can tell other components of whatever that story might be, are all, I think, pieces that we are leveraging right now.
What else is a daily concern of yours?
Part of what I think about kind of all the time is around, we are at a time where we are, you know, technology is always going to be an evolving environment. We're always gaining new things, and it's something that we really need to be in that balancing act of keeping up with that change, but also, you know, where is that bleeding edge and what's effective? We have a lot of data out there today, right, that can help inform decisions, but it also could almost be to the point of being overwhelming. You know, how do we make, how do we choose, how do we, you know, what do we pull in, what are we pushing out to the public, you know, what is that pipeline of information look like? So for me, yeah, really just thinking about, it's our job to be in the technology changing arena, but it's also our job to provide that stability and that ability to provide resources to an entire organization, both from practitioners on the ground, you know, up to those who need tools to make decisions. And our role is really to be at that balancing act of bleeding edge versus not being, you know, in the archaic times of old technology, and really where's that stability, so that our role can be providing that, so that everyone else can be doing their good work, whether that's in stewardship and management, conservation and science, or ultimately, you know, leadership and making decisions.